Section C. Compound Dictation. July 11th. I left on my trip today. Having been overseas before, I felt somewhat at ease with the idea of traveling abroad. However, others on the trip with me felt some worries about getting sick, and I had received suggested immunizations before leaving. July 12th. I was surprised at the number of people selling their goods in different marketplaces, and I quickly figured out the custom of bargaining over the price. You might try walking away. The shop owner will call you back and even lower the price, more in an attempt to get you to purchase something. July 14th. No matter where I found myself, I noticed a number of people who just stared at me as I walked by. Although it felt somewhat awkward at first, I realized that my presence was perhaps an oddity with so few foreigners there. In fact, the people were just curious, and I was even able to strike up a few conversations with some locals. In the end, I came to the conclusion that such situations gave me a chance to be an informal ambassador for my country. July 16th. I found that crossing the road isn't as easy as it seems. Bicycles, buses, people, and taxis fill the streets, dodging each other with constant narrow misses, yet in many instances, the flow remains constant. And, in spite of the seemingly chaotic conditions, people go about their business as if everything were so routine. I, on the other hand, tried to dart in and out of traffic to cross streets, weaving back and forth to get to the other side. Now the passage will be read again. July 11th. I left on my trip today. Having been overseas before, I felt somewhat at ease with the idea of traveling abroad. However, others on the trip with me felt some worries about getting sick, and I had received suggested immunizations before leaving. July 12th. I was surprised at the number of people selling their goods in different marketplaces, and I quickly figured out the custom of bargaining over the price. You might try walking away. The shop owner will call you back and even lower the price, more in an attempt to get you to purchase something. July 14th. No matter where I found myself, I noticed a number of people who just stared at me as I walked by. Although it felt somewhat awkward at first, I realized that my presence was perhaps an oddity with so few foreigners there. In fact, the people were just curious, and I was even able to strike up a few conversations with some locals. In the end, I came to the conclusion that such situations gave me a chance to be an informal ambassador for my country. July 16th. I found that crossing the road isn't as easy as it seems. Bicycles, buses, people, and taxis fill the streets, dodging each other with constant narrow misses, yet in many instances, the flow remains constant. and, in spite of the seemingly chaotic conditions, people go about their business as if everything were so routine. I, on the other hand, tried to dart in and out of traffic to cross streets, weaving back and forth to get to the other side. Now the passage will be read for the third time. July 11th. I left on my trip today. Having been overseas before, I felt somewhat at ease with the idea of traveling abroad. However, others on the trip with me felt some worries about getting sick, and I had received suggested immunizations before leaving. July 12th. I was surprised at the number of people selling their goods in different marketplaces, and I quickly figured out the custom of bargaining over the price. You might try walking away. The shop owner will call you back and even lower the price, more in an attempt to get you to purchase something. July 14th. No matter where I found myself, I noticed a number of people who just stared at me as I walked by. Although it felt somewhat awkward at first, I realized that my presence was perhaps an oddity with so few foreigners there. In fact, the people were just curious, and I was even able to strike up a few conversations with some locals. In the end, I came to the conclusion that such situations gave me a chance to be an informal ambassador for my country. July 16th. I found that crossing the road isn't as easy as it seems. Bicycles, buses, people, and taxis fill the streets, dodging each other with constant narrow misses, yet in many instances, the flow remains constant. And, in spite of the seemingly chaotic conditions, people go about their business as if everything were so routine. I, on the other hand, tried to dart in and out of traffic to cross streets, weaving back and forth to get to the other side.